We will have no other king but King Jesus. Amen? Amen? Stand with me in honor of the reading of God's Word. We're looking at Psalm chapter 139 tonight. I'm reading to you from the King James translation. Psalm 139. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising, that Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. For Thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in Thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are Thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with Thee. Surely Thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against Thee wickedly, and Thine enemies take Thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate Thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against Thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Praise God for the reading of His Word. You can be seated. This war against life has been won through Christ, because our God is 100% for life, from conception to natural death. You can be sure of that. Even though some battles are raging on, and of course, as Stephen has just told you, my sermon title, no, my warning title for us here tonight is, and I shout it out for all to hear it everywhere. If a baby is not safe in his or her mother's womb, no one is safe anywhere. And by the way, you have permission to quote me on that. Please do. I spent the majority of my adult life as a no-exclusions pro-life advocate activist all across America. In the heat, as Stephen said, of 100 degrees plus, the cold of the Arctic winds way, way, way below zero, at the killing fields of abortionaries, and no, they are not feminist health centers in any way, at the solid landfills, which pains me to say that humans, aborted babies, were tossed away like garbage. Yes, folks, here in my beloved America, in my beloved New Hampshire, that actually happened. And thanks be to God we put a stop to that. I've stood on street corners and before presidential candidates, governors, legislators, judges, and politicians of all ranks and files, and dared to ask them this fundamental question. What will you do to stop abortion now? I've been threatened. I've been ostracized. I've been criticized. I've been spit on. I've been yelled at and shown some very gross disrespect. So what? nothing, no, nothing compares to the offense to God Almighty. The anarchy, the genocidal atrocity of murdering innocent babies in the womb. And all babies in the womb are innocent, yet they are executed as if they're criminals, judged of some heinous crime to receive capital punishment. No God-given right to life. No human rights. No constitutional rights. No civil rights. Nothing but death. Now, what kind of people do that? What kind of people take pay for that? It is evil. I'll say it again. It is evil. And I can't say it any other way than that. We're not going to mollycoddle anybody. We're not going to candy coat it. We need to say it as it really is. Now, we're suffering right now in this country from the effects of abortion in a multitude of ways. It will be stopped, or it will be stopped. How can I say we have already won, though the battle rages on? If a baby is not safe in his or her mother's womb, then no one is safe anywhere? Well, Galatians chapter 6 at verse 7 gives us an idea. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And pay particularly close attention to this part. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And my dear pro-life friends, we do not know the season. That's in the Lord's hands. But for sure, through His power and His grace, we'll choose not to faint and we'll continue on. God is still God. Can you say that? God is still God. Always will be, and He is almighty. And here's something I learned a long time ago. His wheels turn exceedingly slowly, but they do turn exceedingly fine. I will not faint. What about you? Say it. I will not faint. I will not stop. I will not shut up, put up, sit down, give up. I will not. Say it with me. I will not. Many years ago, my friend Senator Bob Smith and I, in our different venues, told people about the horrors of abortion and the sale of aborted baby parts. We were called lying extremists, and few people, even on the pro-life side, dared to believe us. After all, it's just hard to believe that atrocities are occurring in one's own neighborhood, right? Remember what I just said about the wheels of God turning slowly, but turning exceedingly fine? Well, the Lord in His sovereignty has brought the truth out. We prayed then, even as we are praying now, seeking the face of Almighty God, and yes, prayers change things. You can be sure of that. We do pray first and foremost that abortion will stop, and then we take effective action. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Yes, prayers for what is right are powerful and power-filled. Who would have believed then, when Bob Smith and I and others were bringing this information out, the day would come, two things happening, that irrefutable evidence would hit the public stage leading to the truth about an evil organization called Planned Parenthood, and hallelujah, defending here and defunding here in New Hampshire, and soon all over America. And I can tell you, I am so thankful to be part of that. Maybe I'm more thankful to have been part of that than anything else in 41 years of ministry. The overnight success, you know, that had taken 25 years to accomplish. You see, years ago when Governor Benson was a one-term governor, he appointed me to the Abstinence Task Force and immediately found out at that time what Planned Parenthood was really about. Had a lot of fun with them, I can tell you that, and the amount of money they were getting and the amount of money we weren't getting. But I said then, one day, this evil organization will be exposed for what it is, and the days come, this many years later. For many years now, traveled across the country, as Stephen said, to different state capitals and different places to preach on the street, in parks, nursing homes, anywhere. And of course, stood in front of the killing fields wherever I could. And for many years now, I've been preaching in Las Vegas, Nevada. And believe it or not, there are actually some good Christians in Las Wages, Nevada, otherwise known as Las Vegas. And some excellent pro-lifers there, who really excellent ones, very active and very effective. The killing center there is one of the busiest and richest. And yes, they make a lot of money killing babies. Some people don't even know that. They make a lot of money killing babies. And they use that money in a lot of things. But just recently, in our last visit, which was May of this year, was one of the most effective times there that I've seen in the years we've been going there. Right afterwards, something happened that many people would probably say was a horrible thing to happen, and gee, I feel so bad about it. I look at it a little differently. You see, we were so effective there, and the people that are there on a regular basis are so effective there, that the baby killers spent $48,000 to build a fence to keep us out. How many of you know that prayers cannot be kept out? How many of you know that the true word of God cannot be kept out? Tyrants have tried this throughout the ages, and it hasn't worked. So they built this fence, and the way I look at it is, saying, boy, we are really getting through to them that they're going to spend some of their ill-gotten blood money, $48,000, to build a fence. So when I tell you we are winning, you can be sure we really are winning, and there's a very important reason why we are winning, because God is 100% pro-life. Now, rather than regret fences going up or those kind of things, we just need to recognize we cannot be stopped, and we will not be stopped. And the interesting thing is, when we say a baby is not safe in his or her mother's womb, then no one is safe anywhere. Now, I was not always a pro-life, dedicated pro-life activist advocate. Now, what I'm about to tell you in many ways is like opening a stinking garbage can cover, but it must be said. See, too often, I have been accused of, as perhaps many of you, of being insensitive, not understanding, too rigid, not knowing the pain of an unwanted pregnancy, etc., 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 ad nauseum. When I was an ambitious, sexually permissive, and sexually all that kind of stuff, irresponsible, selfish college student in the late 60s, I paid to have a baby I fathered killed by abortion. I was told it was no big thing, promiscuous, that's the word I was looking for, sexually promiscuous. I was told that it was no big thing by the school chaplain, the school psychiatrist, the school psychologists, doctors, and a host of others that did not want me to ruin my life. You may have caught the date back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. That was before that erroneous Supreme Court opinion, Roe versus Wade. Now, I'm not going to take the time to go into all the gory details that lasted for years, except to say this. I was wrong. The doctors were wrong. The medical center was wrong. The chaplains were wrong. The shrink and the psychologists were wrong, as many are today. Literally as wrong as wrong could be. Many years later, when I married and wanted a family, our first child died in birth. You can be sure that I agonized over how I had wanted a baby then, but didn't want a baby that time before, where I paid for the death of my own child. And don't for one second think that I don't understand. People say that, I have to share that testimony with them. I do understand. I do understand. Abortion is the ultimate anarchy against God. You know, when the Lord said to Adam and Eve, go forth, be fruitful, and multiply, He gave them that mandate from the very beginning. And so it's anarchy against God's sovereignty. And when people talk about all the problems America has and all the problems, I consider this one to be the major anarchy against God, to kill God's creation in the womb. That if a baby's not safe in his or her mother's womb, no one is safe anywhere. Now, I also have taken it upon myself to never speak against abortion without saying this. I've been forgiven my sins, and yes, the sin of abortion, by Christ my Savior. I asked, and the Lord answered. And so I never speak against abortion anywhere without also reminding those listening that there is forgiveness in Christ for them too. Jesus heals, and Jesus forgives those who humbly ask Him. He is the giver of life, and life more abundantly. And we know very much, and I am a Bible-believing Christian. People take me to task for that. My worldview is biblical. And so when I read a scripture like Romans 3:23 that says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And in Romans 6:23 where it says, "For the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So we do need to pray together now and without ceasing that the culture of death will be replaced with the culture of life. I have carried signs. This is one of my favorite, particularly on the back. Abortion stops a beating heart. And of course, stop abortion now. Stop abortion now. That this culture of death will be completely replaced with a culture of life. And believe me when I tell you, from the bottom of my heart, I believe it will make a better America when we stop killing babies in the womb. It'll make a better world to live in, and there's no doubt that it'll be pleasing to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Stop abortion now.